Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjure, Azele, Usia, Blucia, Metcatalin, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Tukad Ahamizbeya Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, my Hoodoo family. And God keep you. Yes, sir. Today is Thursday, and we have just one thing. We have one thing that we have to do. We have to do spirit messages. But the second thing is that we have to complete this teaching. Yes, sir. We have to complete it. But you know, I don't know how many people want spirit messages, but you can get it. You can get a spirit message today at 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. 9149. I'll say it again. 646-716-9149.
Okay. When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all around Hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Announcing the annual Hoodoo Card Reading Seminar on Saturday, June 13th. This is more comprehensive than ever before. You'll get all these benefits. Full instruction on how to use the cards with clarity and accuracy. An ebook with meanings of each card and the old hoodoo meanings with them. A $125 value. Hands-on practice with fellow students so you can give the readings to yourself and others. Access to the audio CD recording of the complete seminar, a $75 value. Private phone coaching by Papa Say for problems you might have in the future, normally $1,500. A beautiful parchment certificate testifying to your work and completion. Access to receiving a new special hoodoo deck of cards, not to be sold openly. To register, contact Papa Say at papasay@mail.com. That's P-A-P-A-C-E @mail.com. Remember, there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
And you know it. There's only one Papa Say. Well, we have somebody that wants a spirit message, and we shall give it to them. Area code 252, this is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hi. I was wondering, do the cards see me having another baby?
Another baby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll use the cards. Okay. The first card is the Four of Diamonds. The second card is the Four of Hearts. And the third card is, the Extra Joker. My. That extra joker is showing good stuff for you. Well, the Four of Diamonds is the friend. It's a friend who's real close to you, who won't do anything wrong to you, won't ever do anything, make sure you're never ever done in. This is a real good friend. Now, the Four of Hearts, on the other end, is the fish. And it's the emblem of riches. And you know what a fish is mean. Do you?
Oh, you know what? Yes. When you have dreams of fishes, that's children. Yeah. Oh,
correct.
I don't know if that's what you know. Yeah.
Correct. So you know you haven't been to have one now. Oh, yeah.
I was just playing, just asking this question just to be playing about it. Okay.
No. Well, the extra joker is prosperity for you anyway coming. In other words, you're going to be blessed going and coming. Always possible. So, here's your fish, and there's your joker. You will have another baby. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
For your numbers, use 1, 9, 8. 1.
Okay.
9 and 8. And you go ahead and be, well, you got the fish. That's all that's to it. That's it. That's all. And
okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Papa.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Now, you see here, somebody else here. Now, you know, we don't have anyone else, which is good, but I'm going to tell you, within these first few minutes of it, I will give messages. But when I start a teaching session, that'll go straight through. We'll go straight through. So if there are no others, there aren't. Well, I think we'll get started. Yesterday we were talking about the unholy trinity. The unholy trinity. The three evils. And they are the evil eye, the evil tongue, and the evil inclination. Now, the evil eye, I have already told you about. You might remember some of the stuff from it or so. And with the evil eye, a person really, you can tell that they have the evil eye. You can tell that they have it. Because they are always looking. They're always looking and they don't look right. It don't look right. The evil tongue is that they are always speaking, but they don't speak right. With the evil tongue, gossip can be considered an evil tongue. Lying about a person can be considered an evil tongue. Anything that takes down on the character of a person can be considered the evil tongue. Now it's the evil inclination. Now, the evil inclination, or the evil mind, or the evil thought, I'll use the Hebrew word, is yetzer hara. Yetzer hara. And the good one is yetzer hatov. Yetzer hatov. All right, so the yetzer hara, the evil inclination, is something that is within a person. And it starts when? It starts at birth. And it says, God saw that man's heart was evil. It was evil continually from birth. Now, that particular evil from birth means that they have an inclination to do evil, an inclination to do wrong, an inclination to think the wrong thing. And that inclination is so strong, that it is so strong that it is on a person. It is on a person. It is on every human being. The evil inclination. Now, the evil inclination, or the desire to do wrong, or the inclination to do wrong, would be caused by three individuals: Satan, and the evil inclination itself, and the angel of death. Those are the yetzer hara, the inclinations to do evil. But now, you see, certain individuals, even if you do it, such as Satan and the angel of death, are not doing it. They aren't making you think wrong. No, they're not. They only put it there before you as a test. And the person picks it up. And the only time when he does make the choice, but when he doesn't think wrong, is when he gets a certain age. And what is that age? That is the age of accountability. what you call the age of confirmation. So it's 12 years old in boys and 10 or 11 in girls. Why so early in girls? Because the girl is spiritually more advanced than a male anyway. She is spiritually more adept than all the boys around her. So the boy will go on thinking evil and evil and evil more so 2 or 3 years onward. But this girl has given up. And she will think good. Her inclination will be toward good. But before that, you have the evil inclination continually. Continually. And you know it too. You look at little boys and look at little girls. A little boy, until he's about 13, 12, 13, will continually think about doing some wrong stuff. Amen. The only time he thinks about doing stuff is when he's 12 or 13. Whereas the little girl, when she is 10, her mind is set to do good or to think good. She has the good inclination. And the evil inclination in her is suppressed. Glory, hallelujah. Now, with that, the girl grows. Because, why? She is more spiritually inclined to God than the boys are her age. And that's true. That's true even as she gets older. That's true. That's true. I tell every man, if I'm wrong, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. You can see that even in their growing discourses. A boy thinks bad things at this age. A girl doesn't. Why? Because her being a female, she has what? The good inclination. She has inclination from God to do good and to abstain from evil. She can make what? A choice. But at 10 years old, a boy can't. At 11 years old, a boy can't. At 12 or 13, a boy, well, he can. The inclination to do good goes into a person after what? After the age of accountability, or as I put it, after the age a person is bar mitzvahed or confirmed. That is what it is. The bar mitzvah says you're of the age of accountability now. And when the age of accountability comes, a person can decide to do good or decide to do evil. Baruch Hashem. Now, why is that so? It is because the human mind does not have, at that point, the freedom of choice. A choice between good and evil. At that point, you have it. At the age of 10 for girls and age of 12, 13 for boys, you have the inclination, to do wrong or to do right. You can pick yourself doing wrong or right at that age. All you ladies know it. You know when you were 10 years old, that just stopped all the bad little things you did. You didn't want to do them. But you know that the boys that age are still doing it. And when he turned 12 or 13, his eyes started looking at doing what's right. But didn't look at that before him. No, it didn't. It is the will to do right and the will to do wrong. The will to do wrong or good and the will to do evil. Now, most people, hear me good. Most people, in fact, most men have the inclination, the evil inclination, way past their teen years, past their childhood. They have the, even their 20s and 30s and 40s. Yes, they do. Why? Why is it? Because the necessary thing that should happen has not happened. Which is his confirmation. He's told that you are accountable to yourself for now. All of the sins you commit, you are accountable for. And so this is why most men are in jail. Hallelujah. On dope. Doing wrong. Why? Because they are not accountable for themselves. They aren't. They have the evil inclination. And they do the evil inclination. Glory, hallelujah. Now, women, well, they have gone past that. They have gone out of that. Now, there are some who stick with it. But the majority of them have grown past that. They are full women. God has given them what? His good inclination. And they follow him. They follow him just as surely as day follows night. They don't They are so good at it. But then you have, you know, the evil male, which is why, if you look at, well, so-called Jewish males, you will see that all of the rules are concerning the male. It's not concerning the females. It's concerning the males. They have to do it. Because if they don't, they will backslide. Whereas the female, in her, there is the consciousness to do what's right. The yetzeha, hatov. There is a good inclination in her. See, so even if the girl does not receive a confirmation, glory to God, there will still be it there. But for some girls, it is possible. For some girls, it is possible. For some girls, she will go through it mainly because she has been led astray. She has been led wrong. It's no other reason. Because what happens? Just as soon as the good inclination comes, pow. It's on her. She's really good. She don't stick with it long. But the male, the boy, I'm telling you, the boy, he has to have it. He has to have this ruling. He has to have this move of the spirit. He has to have this confirmation, this outright showing that he is liable to himself and not to his father or his mother or any other human being, but he is to himself. Now, with that he sees and knows, well, the male, he ought to know it, but he doesn't. Some males trickle all down through it all their lives, 20 more years, 30 more years, or 40 more years, some are even 50 or 60. Do you know what? I found a man my age. Here's somebody in his 70s acting like he's in his 20s. And I said, my God, you ought to be sitting down by now. You ought to be sitting down getting ready to die. Somebody said, oh, I don't care. You know, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to be out there all by myself. You know what I thought about that? I thought about that, and he was just as old and as grumpy as you want to be, but in his mind, he had what? The inclination to do wrong, the evil inclination. And it followed him. He was around. It was with him. But if you take the male and you sit down and you show him that this responsibility is on him and that this is part of his growing up, then he falls in line. Don't ask me why. He falls in line. So, I'm telling you. I'm telling you right out. You want to stop the evil inclination in men or women? You want to stop in a man, in a boy, someone who's going on, you know? And in that, when you do it, he'll stop all that cussing, all that. Oh, well, cussing, you know, in itself ain't nothing. All that bad acting and whatnot. You want to stop the woman from acting all wrong and whatnot? And you expect them to do what they're supposed to do? You expect the boy to act right? To be treating them right? And expect the woman to do what she's supposed to do as a woman? Yeah, you want to do. Well, what do you do? Well, first of all, they must be taught these things, what's right and what's wrong. After they are taught, you must make them really accept the burden. Because they can hear it, they might hear it, but don't believe it. But after they hear it, believe it, and accept the burden of it, they are on the right track. And then, the last thing, is there is some kind of confirmation for them. Something which shows that they have given up what? The bad inclination, the evil inclination, and have taken on the good. Now, most Americans, most people in this country don't even know what I'm talking about. No, they don't know it. They don't know what I'm talking about. It's so crazy to them. But yet, they're going more and more, deeper and deeper into evilness. There's only one way to stop them. There's only one way. With the evil inclination, they need to be set down by the man of God and to understand what's going on. And with prayer and willful meditation, he should bring this confirmation on them. Not on their own, but on them. With the evil tongue, that one should know that he must shut up and must speak good of people, of everything, rather than evil, speak good. And with the evil eye, the person must learn to look at other people, look at them as though they are just better than they are. He is to esteem every person better than him. That is the only way to do it. That is the only way to keep those three sins curbed.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.